The question was familiar enough. The director had answered it 100 different times in various meetings over the years. Usually, he would give the answer he thought the listener was looking for to make the meeting go more smoothly. But Jace wasn't like the politicians he usually dealt with, and he decided that being blunt and honest was worth the risk.
"The Empire is reeling. For the first time in decades, we have the upper hand. When the Emperor fell, it left a void atop the Sith power structure. Malgus tried to fill it, but when his coup failed and he was killed, the Empire was left without a clear leader to rally them."
After a brief pause, he added,
"Imperial intelligence has fallen apart. Without their input, the Imperial military strategy has become ineffective and unfocused. You can't run a war without good intel."
"You don't have to sell me on SIS,
Jace told him, a hint of a smile on his lips.
"I appreciate what you bring to the table. Believe it or not, I actually read all those reports you send me."
"Sorry, Commander. I guess I'm used to dealing with politicians and bureaucrats."
"I've been studying your analysis of Imperial threats quite closely,"
Jace continued.
"There's one in particular that caught my eye. The Ascendant Spear."
Once again, Marcus's thoughts returned to Theron. The Ascendant Spear was a prototype long-range battlecruiser developed by the brilliant Darth Mekkis as part of a secret Imperial weapons program. Theron, with the help of his mentor, Jedi Master Nagani Jo, learned about the program and nearly ended it by killing Darth Mekkis. Of all her deadly creations, only the Ascendant Spear still survived.
"Jo died on that mission," Marcus thought. "Gave his life to save Tefith. That's why Theron feels responsible for her now."
All the connections to Theron were starting to feel like more than just coincidence. His mother would probably say something about the Force working in mysterious ways, but the director knew Theron wasn't attuned to the Force, not like a Jedi.
"Something wrong, Director?"
Marcus shook his head, trying to get out of his own thoughts.
Just thinking about the Ascendant Spear."
"Fill me in."
"Most of what we know is theory and conjecture, pieced together from battlefield reports. It's got some kind of revolutionary hyperdrive. Probably the fastest ship ever built. Enough firepower to wipe out an entire fleet."
"Your reports estimate the Ascendant Spear is responsible for more Republic casualties than the next 10 most effective Imperial battlecruisers combined."
"The Spear is so much more advanced than any other ship that we still don't know its full capabilities,"
the director admitted.
"And what about the commander, Darth Carrot?"
"Darth Malgus's apprentice," the director said. "She's a Feline. Used to be on our side. Trained with the Jedi before defecting to the Sith."
"I'm surprised they accepted her,"
Jace said.
"I thought they believed only humans and pure-blooded Sith were worthy of joining their ranks."
"Malgus was different," Marcus explained, before adding, "Carrad's a tactical genius, and she's completely ruthless. Every battle the Ascendant Spear has been involved in has been a massacre for our side. If it weren't for Carrad and the Spear, we might have already won this war."